There's a fascinating halacha brought down in Maseches Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Yud Dalid regarding a person who is about to undergo a financial loss. He's about to undergo a hefsid mamon. And the question is he allowed Api Chayshim Mishpat to force his friend to prevent the hezek and the hefsid from occurring? So this case brought down in the Mishnah over there in Maseches Bava Kamma is a case where you have one person who's holding a barrel of honey, and you have a second individual who's holding a barrel of wine. Now, at least in those days, the wine was worth much less than the honey. The honey was more expensive. And the person who had the honey saw that a crack developed in his barrel, and the honey started to spill out. The Mishnah says the Gemara, you're allowed to force the person who's the Baal Hayayin to spill out his wine and take the dvash and put it in his barrel, and you subsequently, who are going to be saved from the loss of the honey, you will reimburse him for the wine that he spilled out. Why Amanas Kain Hilchel Yeshua's Arts? This was a Tanai Bezdin that Yeshua established when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, that the person who is about to undergo a hefsid merubah, the person who is about to lose the dvash, is allowed to force the person who is not about to have the hefsid mamon to spill out the wine, help him avoid suffering the loss, and he'll take the dvash in his barrel, and then the baal hadvash, the person who owned the dvash, will reimburse him later for the wine that he spilled out. This is a Tanai Bezdin, and it's machlekes Nigmar whether we paskin like this halacha or not. And the truth is that it's a machlekes rishonim whether this halacha is brought down lemaisa or not. And according to many paiskim, this is a sfek adina, which means that it's a suffik whether this takana applies, and therefore, may suffik, you cannot mun someone to save you from a loss. If you have the chavis of wine and you have the chavis of dvash, since it's a svek dedina, many paiskim say, may suffik, you wouldn't be able to force someone to spill out his wine in order to alleviate the hefsin moment that you will otherwise incur. Now, even though we say that it's a svek dedina, some paiskim say that this does have ramifications halacha lemaisa, and we will just cite a few examples that are brought down in the paiskim as perhaps having a ramification lahalacha with respect to this din of the Mishnah Bava Kamma Kuf Yud Dalid. Number one, there's a machlekes whether bidiyaved, if a person already was in this matziv where he took someone else's property to save himself from a loss, does the guy have the right to make you pay for your loss? In other words, what's the halacha if a person is building a house and by mistake he encroaches a few feet on his neighbor's property? He by mistake builds his entire mansion a little bit, extending into his neighbor's property, and now that the mistake has been realized, the neighbor says, please knock down your entire structure because you're on my property. Says the Shaar Mishpat, over here, if you just pay him for the value of those few feet, he will endure a small hefsid. And if he is successful in making you knock down the entire mansion, you are going to endure a tremendous hefsid. The Mela says the Shaar Mishpat, this is Tali in the Sugya on Baba Kamo, and it's a suffix what to do. So since it's a machlekes rishonim, whether we paskin that you could force the guy to help prevent the hezek, so am I so? Over here, you could say, hamoytzi michel l'raya, you already built it on Yenim's property, so you should say, kimli, I will go like the shittas that hold that it is in effect, bizmanazeh, we do paskin like this, takonos Yeshua, and therefore, I will pay you for the few feet that I encroached on in your property. Because since, according to many Rishonim, it does have an application in Halacha L'maisa, Mamela, since now I will have to endure a tremendous hefsid if I were to knock down my entire building, and you won't have to have a major hefsek because I'll just pay you for the value of the few feet, then you cannot tell me to demolish my entire building. That's the Shaar Mishpat. However, many Achronim disagree. The Derech Shai and others, they say that no. First of all, even though normally in Hilchas Chayshe Mishpat we say Hamoytzi Mechaveir Olav Raya, and the person who has the Muchzakas is the person who has the upper hand, and therefore normally he would say Kimli, like the Shittas that I'm Potter from paying, and therefore he would be able to remain with his money. Nevertheless, there's an exception to the rule, says Derech Shai, and that is that Safek Takana is different. And over here it's a Safek whether we Bechlal have the Takana of Yeshua. This is a special Takana's Bezdin where we have a Safek if it's Lamaisa. And by a Safek Takana we say that a Safek Takana is not a Takana. May Safek, we don't implement a Takana. And therefore, since over here it's only a Safek, you can't say Kimli, and the person would have a right to force you to demolish your entire structure if it's encroaching on his property. V'oid, he says, perhaps the entire Takonas Bezdin only applies if no one did anything wrong. But over here, you did something wrong. You built something on Yenim's property. Perhaps when you initially did something wrong, the Takona was never said. And Mamela, there is no Takona when it comes to this person who builds on Yenim's property. V'oid, he adds a third svar, that perhaps we only say this Takona if all the person will have to do is spill out his wine, which is a very minor hefsid, and you'll reimburse him so it will come out that he won't have a hefsid at all. But perhaps if you want to tell him, I'm going to encroach on your property and you're going to have to suffer that loss and I'll pay you for the value of those few, maybe that's considered a significant hefsid, and maybe he can't be forced to endure that hefsid, and the person who built the building is in the wrong and he has no right to try to implement this Takanas Yeshua. In addition, there's a shita of the Sma, where the Sma says that even though, with respect to the general application of this takon b'zman hazeh, we have a machlekes rishonim and it's a sveka d'dino, nonetheless, there is a certain scenario in which everyone agrees that the takon would apply, and says the Sma, then, in fact, this takon would be halach l'maisa, and you'd be able to enforce the implementation of the Takanas Bezdin by telling your friend that he has to help you prevent and alleviate the Hefsin Mammon that will otherwise incur. And what is an example of this exception to the rule, says the Sma, if let's say the person doesn't object? So that's one example. Let's say the person doesn't object, he's not around. Says the Sma, the entire Machlekes, whether we employ this Takana Halach L'maisim, only applies when the person is moicha, the person says, I don't want to spill out my wine. So over there we have a machlekes. But what if the person is not around? And it's just a shayla of sheil shle midas gazlin. Normally you're not allowed to borrow your friend's object because sheil shle midas gazlin, you're not allowed to borrow it even if you assume that he would let. But l'maisa, it's you didn't get rishos, sheil shle midas gazlin. Nevertheless, as the Sma, if the reason why you're borrowing it is to avoid a hefsid merubah, and you're going to reimburse him for any possible hefsid that he will incur by you taking his object, then everyone would agree that you could, in fact, use his object in order to save yourself from a hefsid. For example, let's say you have to go to a very important meeting, and your car broke down. According to the Sma, l'chaya, you'd be able to use your friend's car, and even without asking him, which is normally shows in that skazan, over here you would be allowed to take it without rishus, and pay him back for any possible loss that he might incur, because since you are saving yourself from a hefsin meruba, then we employ this takon of Yeshua. Because over here there's no one being meicher, and since there's no one objecting, everyone agrees that the takon would apply. So that's the first chiddush of the Sma, that the entire machlekes only applies if the person objects, and the person says that he doesn't want to spill out his wine. But if he's not around, and it's just a question of you using his object and then paying him for any possible loss, and you are saving yourself from a hefsin rubo, according to the Sma, you would be allowed to do that. Number two, says the Sma, a tremendous chiddush. Zok the Sma, a tremendous chiddush. This machlekes
Whether this takona of Yeshua applies b'zman hazeh only exists when we're talking about a case such as the case of the Gemara, where one person has the dvash and one person has the wine. Over there we say, since we have a svar of Odom Roitze Bekav Shaloi, he doesn't want to part ways with his wine. He maybe produced the wine, it's his. So since there's a svar of Odom Roitze Bekav Shaloi, it's considered a hefsin, and you cannot force the person to spill out his wine to save your dvash. However, says the Sma, if it's not a case where there's a svar of Odom Roitze Bekav Shaloi, everyone would agree that the Takonas Yeshua would apply. And therefore, zakt. The Sma, if let's say, again, you have a very important meeting, and if you don't attend this meeting, you will suffer a tremendous hefsin. And this person has a car, and he's not going to suffer a big hefsin if he loses the car for the day. You could force him to go and borrow his car to get to the meeting in order to avoid a hefsin berubah, because over there there's no svar adam rights b'kav shaloi. You're just talking about the loss of the small amount of money he will get for not attending work that day. You'll reimburse him for that. Over there, there's no adam rights b'kav shaloi. You're not taking anything that is his and making him discard it. Memela, there would be a svara of Takonas Yeshua in that case. Akoponim, this is the fascinating halacha that emerges from the sugya of Baba Kama Kufiyadala.